Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Beyond Reality. I'm your host, Dr. Shelley Kerr, and you're listening to me on BBS Radio. You can give me a call today, toll-free, at 1-877-876-5227, or you could call direct at 530-876-3222. So, here we are. Again, another week gone by. Conflict continuing in the Middle East. I just want to get back on my soapbox here for a few minutes and remind everybody about how powerful we all are in our thought process. I was on Coast to Coast about a week ago, and George Nori and I were discussing this, and we set an intention for the Coast listeners, maybe anywhere from 15 to 20 million people out there, that we should see and feel and imagine the people in the Middle East being peaceful, feeling peaceful, throwing their weapons down, going home. And amazingly, a couple days later, there was a big headline in the Dallas Morning News, where I live, that said, Israel is talking about a ceasefire. And, of course, that lasted for a couple days, or at least let's just say the energy died down for a couple of days, and then it picked back up again. Now, we could say, hey, you know, our mind experiment didn't work. But, contraire, I say our mind experiment did work, and that's what we need to be focusing on. I think we need to do this again. And for those of you listening, I would like to challenge all of you, as I'm sure you've heard many people on this network challenging you to continue to send peaceful feelings, to imagine the peace in the world. And when you wake up in the morning, you know, instead of thinking about all the things that are in the headlines that we could go on and on about, just think about the fact that every day this world is getting just a little bit more peaceful. Is it easy to imagine that? I think it really is. I mean, even if you have to put yourself in a state of delusional fantasy, you know, fantasies become realities all the time. So I want you just to imagine just pulling your attention away from the TV sets, the stuff, all the drama and all the chaos that's out there, and just pull your thoughts in. And we can do this together right now. I mean, just pulling our thoughts in, pulling our attention into the room that you're in, into the chair that you're sitting in. And just imagine that you can feel peaceful now within yourself. Do you have any aches or pains? And if so, can you let those go now? Can you sit there and imagine yourself noticing how much more peaceful things are becoming in the world? Just paying attention to the four walls within your house, remembering that I really believe that when there's tension in our physical body, that that is a manifestation of the tension that is in the world. And so if we can just turn our attention back to ourselves for a minute and think about how you feel and think about what you're feeling like today. You know, I've talked to many astrologers who said there's some really big energy coming in here today. This is 888. And so this is a very prosperous day. Tomorrow's the full moon. And so I think that for myself and many people, we've been asked over this past month to release patterns, release ways of being and thinking that are no longer serving us. And today is kind of the culmination of that. As tomorrow, I like to think of the day when there's a full moon as being energetically, that day is filled with all of the possibilities of everything that we want to create. So for me personally, as well as others, you know, letting go of things that are no longer serving us, getting rid of unproductive thoughts and ways of being, and beginning today to really start to think about what is it that we're wanting to create. And this is a lot of what I'm doing with people in private session. I mean, with different shifts in the economy and different things going on energetically on the planet, you know, more and more of you are starting to, as we all are, just kind of, it's almost like a feeling of coming to our senses. Like we're going, wait a minute, you know, I'm sick of this job, or maybe you're not sick of that job, but maybe that job is just going away. And so now what are you going to do? And there's that gradual feeling of coming to your senses. And so when you come to your senses, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to create? I think this is probably one of the most difficult things that people have to deal with. I mean, there's so much going on in this world. There's so much input coming at us from different directions. There may be a dozen things that you could be focused on. But what is the one thing that you can focus on that makes you feel the most peaceful and makes you the happiest? And if your job's going away, and if you're just feeling that inner call to do something different, something of higher purpose, how can you get in touch with that? How can you know what steps to take? And I think it just starts with bringing our scattered energies back from all the places that we tend to leave our scattered energies, whether it be, you know, watching the TV, we went to work, we had to talk to some people at work about some stuff. And I think it's just a matter first of just focusing back in on yourself, which is somewhat contrary to what you're taught, right? We're always taught, I got to go help others, I got to get out there, I got to take care of other people. But first, before you can take care of others, of course you have to take care of yourself. And at this time in particular, I really believe there's some kind of a huge shift that's going on, and we're right here in the middle of this now. And so how can you come into terms with the things that you want to create? You want peace in the Middle East. You want to be happy. You want to be healthy. What would that feel like to you if you could wake up tomorrow and everyone in the Middle East had dropped their weapons and they've gone home and your health was great and you're getting along well with everyone? What does that feel like to you? What does it sound like? What would you need to hear to know that that had become a reality? And what would you need to see? Would you need to see a big headline in your local newspaper? Would you need to see something positive on television for a change? You know, we are the masters of our destinies out here, but we don't realize it. I'm sure a lot of you saw The Matrix, which I still think is probably one of the most important movies of our time. Because what it's talking about is the fact that we are plugged in to some kind of a freaky illusion out here. What if we really were living in the Matrix? Just like Keanu. And that little voice that's talking to you in your head is the guy up there in the spaceship. And he's going, wait, turn right. And you're going, wait, but I'm getting ready to turn left. No, no, don't do that. What if we really did have something that's guiding us at a higher level? And I certainly believe that we do. Whether you want to call that God, Source, guardian angels, higher power, whatever. What if we could learn how to quiet ourselves down so that we could be more in tune with that, knowing that that higher power or source energy is going to be what's going to help us create the world that we really want to create? You want world peace. You're sitting there at your desk in front of your computer right now, listening. You're thinking, man, how could I do that? I mean, I'm just one person. Well, how you do it is very easy. And it begins by being peaceful within yourself. Noticing how your body's feeling. Noticing how you're feeling today. And if peace is not there, what can you do to become more peaceful? Do you need to go take a walk around the block? Do you need to go swim in the pool? I mean, we know that we're having a record heat waves around the country, and I think that that certainly does tend to cause tempers to flare and causes a little tension among people. So do you need to go sit in the park and read a book? You need to go to the movies and have a good laugh, or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do. I think it really does begin with us taking care of ourselves and recognizing when we need to take a little me time. And then from there, you've set that intent, you're feeling good, you can go out into the world and begin to move forward in your reality, making your world exactly what you want it to be. Because you are the artist, and you are painting the canvas with your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And it's very, very easy to do. I'm Dr. Shelley Carey. You're listening to Beyond Reality on BBS Radio. Do you want to call and talk to me about this? Give me a call. 1-877-876-5227. I wanted to tell you about some upcoming events before we get back into my soapbox today. This Friday, I will be up in Lilydale, New York, which is just south of Buffalo, at the Lilydale Assembly, and I'll be teaching my healing modality called Galactic Healing. LilydaleAssembly.com is the website. You can check it out, or you can go to my website at www.galactichealing.org, click on the events button, and scroll down to the first one in August. You'll see Lilydale Assembly. This is the place where James Van Praagh and other spiritual mediums go to conduct trance sessions. It's supposed to be really neat and haunted and interesting. So I'll definitely be sharing information about my adventures there when I come back. And also, if you haven't checked out my blog, I have a blog at, let me get the exact address for you. I like to write about my travels on my blog. My travels to India and Mexico and different places. And I'm sure that I will be blogging about the Lilydale Assembly. The address there is www.drshelley, that's drshelley.blogspot.com. And all you have to do is, I think you have to sign up for a blogging account. There's a button on the top that says get your own blog. So if you're not already blogging, be a blogger. Why not? And then you can just write me a little letter. You can write me a question. Sometimes I don't consistently blog all the time. Some of my people have been telling me I need to be a little more consistent about it. But usually when I'm on the road, I will definitely blog. And so you can expect some new posts coming soon about the Lilydale Assembly. I was also in the Poconos last month, which is in Pennsylvania near New York City, a couple hours from New York City, and that was also a very interestingly haunted place. And so, anyway, so if you're in the Buffalo area and you would like to come see me at Lilydale Assembly, I would certainly love to meet you. And on Saturday the 12th, I'm going to be doing a book signing there in the bookstore. So if you can't come into the class on Friday, you can still come by and check me out at the book signing from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Lilydale Bookstore. Also coming up, I'm going to be in Chicago on the 26th and 27th of August. I'm going to be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. And I can get you the address on that as well. In one moment, I'm looking it up. Okay, yeah. I'm going to be at the Performing Arts Center in Skokie, Illinois, and that's 9501 Skokie Road, or Skokie Boulevard in Skokie, Illinois. You can see this expo site at www.bmse.net. I'm going to be doing a talk on Edgar Cayce and the gems, and so I hope that you will come out and pay me a visit. All my other events, you can see them online. I'll be traveling every month, at least a couple weekends a month. You can see it at www.galactichealing.org and just click on the events button. Anyway, you're listening to Beyond Reality feel free to call me with questions, comments, and your thoughts on world peace at 1-877-876-5227. Speaking of peaceful things and not so peaceful things, I can't help but to mention some of our current events that are going on this week, namely Mr. Mel. Everybody else in the media is talking about him, so hey, I gotta jump on the bandwagon. So here he is. He's had too much to drink, and he's saying horrible things about a group of people. And you've heard it before, and I certainly personally believe that alcohol is not causing people to say things they don't mean, but it's probably reducing inhibitions so that the subconscious can speak to us all. And I think it's really sad. I mean, this gets into something that I guess has been a theme for me personally throughout my life, is when you really look up to somebody. I mean, and certainly, you know, we can talk about what you thought about the Passion of the Christ and all that kind of stuff. And I know it was very controversial, and you either loved it or you hated it. But regardless, we could say that was an important film. It was an important film, probably for Christians. I personally found it to be quite violent. And, of course, the Jewish community was up in arms and thought that it was pointing the finger at them and all that kind of stuff. But regardless what you thought about the film, the bottom line is that Mel Gibson is, or he has been anyway up to this point, kind of some kind of an important messenger. Whether we like his message or not, I think that the impact that he's having on the world, I mean, so many people went to see that movie, and that the thing is, you have to remember that sometimes we don't like the messenger, but as long as the messenger is somebody who is provoking conversation and making people think about things, and I think that his films have definitely done that. I mean, I went to several more metaphysical type gatherings during the time that movie came out, and people were just up in arms about it, you know. But the thing is, hey, guess what we're talking about? It's kind of like when the Da Vinci Code, when the book came out. I mean, we can go on and on about that as well, but, you know, to me, as the Catholic Church, the appropriate response would have been to just say, wow, what a neat piece of fiction, and just leave it at that. The fact is that the more people that protest that, you're just bringing more of a spotlight onto something, and then it's just getting blown out of proportion. But the bottom line is that things like that really create a forum by which people start to talk about things, and they start to think about things and question things. I mean, when you think about the media at large, and that's why I'm personally so grateful for bbsradio.com, but when you think about the media at large, I mean, you have to realize that large corporations own the radio and TV stations in your town. In my town, Dallas, Texas, we've got one corporation who owns the Dallas Morning News and the biggest TV station and a bunch of other local interests. And when you have something like that, then you're having a body of people who are then actually, in my mind, controlling free speech in this country, because they've got the power. I mean, the media conglomerates have power in this country. And I don't think I have to tell you that. You know. And so I believe that the things that we watch on television and all the stuff that we're spoon-fed all the time, I mean, we can talk about that. I mean, we get all upset about the news that we're seeing on TV, but the reality is we're only seeing a fraction of what's really going on. And any editorial director can pretty much set the tone for how he or she wants us to think and feel, you know, and that's why we have to wake up. I mean, you don't think that anything good happened in the Middle East today? Of course it did. People got up, they went to work, they had their children off to school, and all was well. And then you got a few crazy people who are going nuts, and then that's all they want to report on. And I know that this isn't the first time you've heard this stuff. This is just me reiterating this. But the point is that I think that when you have certain messengers, such as a Mel Gibson or a Da Vinci Code book or whatever, the fact that it just gets people thinking and it shakes up the foundation of what people are doing in this country, that's a good thing. because sometimes we need to be shaken up. We need to go, hello. You know, like when you come up to your buddy who's snoozing in the chair and you go, dude, wake up, wake up. And you want to shake these people, wake up. And that's kind of what's happening. I mean, so here we are in this mindless drone trance, you know, having all this information fed to us that may or may not be valid. That's what I'm saying. You have to hold the faith. You have to look within your own body, your mind, and your heart, in your own little world that you're in your little home or your office or wherever it is that you're at right now. How do I feel today? Am I feeling peaceful? Am I not? If I'm not, what things can I do to now? Do I need to go get a massage? Do I need to go walk around the block, like I said earlier, to make myself feel more peaceful? And to begin then getting into the proper mindset so that I could start thinking about some of the positive things that are going on in the world instead of dwelling on all the negativity. And so back to the original point. So when I see this thing about Mel Gibson, I think, man, you know, this is a real bummer. Because whether we like him or not or whatever, I mean, we used to think he was that crazy guy from Lethal Weapon. And now he's just become so much more than that. And I think it's really sad that his real beliefs or whatever have been sponged out of him by a bunch of booze, so that now we're sitting here going, wait a minute, somebody who for some people was really their hero, you know, has once again fallen off his pedestal. And this is something that, like I said, is, I guess I've been dealing with that my whole life. I mean, I've worked for a lot of famous people, I've worked with a lot of famous people. And the thing is, people are just people, you know, they're fallible, they make mistakes, they fall off their pedestal. And that's probably why, you know, as I further refine what is it that I'm trying to help you personally with out here in this world, it's the fact that we're all human, there is no human being that's better than you are, and we don't need to be giving our personal power away to other people, because people are people, and they're all fallible. So here was King Mel, king of all media, king of the Passion of the Christ, and, like, you know, icon film production studio and the whole nine yards, who's now completely, not only has he fallen off his pedestal, but he's pretty much dug his grave, you know what I mean? I mean, I just don't see how he's going to come back from that, really. And I think that what's shame about that is that I think that in spite of himself, he really has some messages to get out to this world. He's got this new movie coming out, and I don't know if you guys have been to the movie theater lately, but I only saw, well, let me think, when did I see this? Because I go to the movies quite a lot. But I went, in our town, we have a big stadium theater, movie theater, and so this friend of mine came to town, and she wanted to go see The Celestine Prophecy, which I had seen several months ago at a church, so we went out to the theater, and during the previews there, of course, they're going to give you a little bit different look at movies. You know, you don't get the normal trash film previews that you get in normal movies. And so they did. They had a really brief preview of Mel Gibson's new film called Apocalypto. And what it looks like, it's going to be about the Mayan calendar. Like I said, I know very little about it. I've only seen this, like, I'm talking about a 20-second preview. But it's talking about, you know, that the Mayan calendar is coming to an end in 2012. And so it was showing all of the Mayan ruins. And it showed them how they are today, which is barren and, like, unlively. And then what he did through cinematography is he just enlivened them. And they showed trees growing and the water, and the people were put inside the temples and stuff. Oh, my God. It took my breath away. I just went, oh my gosh, it's just beautiful, you know. It's really powerful, just that one image. And I think that it's probably a really important film for us to go look at. But what's a shame is that now, thanks to this nonsense, you know, I'm afraid a lot of people may just say, hey, I'm never going to spend another dime with this guy ever again. Now, to a certain degree, that's really kind of not true. I mean, we could take a look at the career of Woody Allen, who is, some would say, is a pedophile. And now he's making movies again, and people are going to see them. So, you know, maybe this will be a blip on the road, but it's still, I think, going to kind of probably deter people from his message, which I think is a good message. I mean, like I said, I don't necessarily, I'm not talking about the message itself, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that there needs to be more people in this world who are shaking it up a little bit and making us think about something. And I think that his work is definitely doing that. You're listening to Beyond Reality. I'm your host, Dr. Shelley Carey. You can visit me online at www.galactichealing.org. I've got some book specials on my website in my shopping cart, which is at shop.galactichealing.org. If you spend $20 or more on the site, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Life Stream, Journeys into Past and Future Lives. This is my book that was endorsed by Dr. Brian Weiss and Raymond Moody. It talks about the journeys that I take people into their future, into their brightest future. And this is kind of what we're talking about today, how we can create our brightest future with our thoughts and with our intentions. So anyway, so back to Mel Gibson for just one last moment. So here he is. He's made a fool out of himself. He's completely lambasted another group. So where does that kind of thinking come from? My opinion, I mean, I don't know the guy, you know, you don't know him either. We're just all speculating, but I think that this is how he was raised. Does that make it any better? No. Is that an excuse? No. But I do believe that he's expressing, you know, the beliefs of his father as well as, you know, and I guess the thing is, to a certain degree, when you grow up, you do end up kind of becoming your parents, whether you want to or not. And I wanted to talk about the reason why I think that is because evolutionarily, with every day that we're on this planet, you and I are holding the collective energies of all who have ever come before us, including your ancestors, your parents, and everybody else on this planet Earth. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever realized that when you do stop to come in and bring your energies back and heal yourself, that you're actually really healing all time, and you're setting an intention for all time so that all time can be more peaceful? When you send that peaceful vibe out into your universe and it's just rippling through the cosmos, you are affecting everybody around you for all time. And so I'd like to think that Mel needs a little healing. That's my opinion, as we all do. But what I started to do for certain clients, it's a very, very powerful process, is that I can actually take you back in time over your genealogical past so that you can go down mother and father's ancestral timeline. And it's kind of like a past life regression, but yet you're not looking at your past lives. You're looking into the past lives of your ancestors. This is a really, really powerful process so that you can clear up some of the limiting beliefs and the things that you have inherited through your ancestors. Because I actually read an article maybe within the last year that was talking about the fact that scientists are now convinced that at least 20% of the way you feel today has nothing to do with you, but has everything to do with your parents. 20%? I mean, that's a pretty high percentage. That means there's only four other aspects of yourself. So what's going on? I mean, I'm also convinced that you're picking up energy from those around you who are not directly related to you. And so how can we clear that? I mean, in this process, I have you meet with your parent, either mother or father, and then you float back over the past until you arrive at the event that your mother or father thinks that most needs healing today, and then we just go down there and we address that and we shift that energy, and it just sends, in my opinion, a ripple through time that can really heal all time. And then you can get into that whole energy about, this is kind of a sci-fi paradox, right? I mean, if I go back and I change things that happened to my ancestors, then how is that going to affect me in the now? And we had that same question come up when I was on Coast to Coast a week ago. What if we send peace to the Middle East, then how is that going to reverberate throughout the cosmos? And what is the effect of that? Since I personally believe in the many worlds theory, I believe that there are many, many universes with many, many possibilities. There is a universe right now that exists where there is no fighting in the Middle East, in my opinion. There's one where fighting is being discontinued now, and there's the one that we're living in at present. And so to me, it's just a matter of which place do you want to be? Personally, I want to blip out of here and go into the peaceful universe. And so what are the effects of that? I mean, certainly there are, you know, aspects of cause and effect that affect everything we do. For everything you do, every action, there's a reaction. Every cause, there's an effect. Every step you take affects everything else around you. That little saying about the butterfly, maybe you saw that. See, I think people are still getting into that. You saw that Ashton Kutcher movie, The Butterfly Effect, where he decides to make one little change and then, you know, all Hades breaks loose and everything just goes haywire. So now I think people kind of got focused on that. And so some of the people who were calling into that show a week ago were going, well, what if we send peace? And then what if it causes all these horrible things to happen? You know, I don't personally believe that. I believe peace begets peace. Violence begets violence. And so the more peace you're putting out there, the better it is. That's my opinion. But, I mean, everybody's got their opinion. But this is another example where the popular culture media, I mean, is kind of skewing the way we view reality. There should be nothing for you and I to be afraid of in this world, but yet we're afraid of everything. And I read a really great poem the other day. It's talking about the fact that we're not as much afraid of things that we should be afraid of as we fear our own greatness. And don't you think that's the case? I mean, aren't we more, on some level, afraid of success than failure? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, you probably heard it before. What would happen if we were really successful? What would happen if there was just peace and love and joy on earth? And we talked about that last week as well. I mean, maybe would we get bored? Would we say, hey, okay, enough of this. I got to go stir it up now. This is getting boring. Or could we really live harmoniously, side by side, just getting along? What would be wrong with that? And like I said, I'm not talking about holding hands and tiptoeing through the tulips. I'm talking about, can we not just at least live and let live? This is one of the things about planet Earth, I think, that drives me bananas the most, is that I don't understand why I can't think what I want to think, and I can allow you to think what you want to think, and we can just be okay with that. Because to me, you know, we're all talking about the same big cosmic soup up here. I think that we all think that our little model of the world is correct. And, you know, we've got to have certain belief systems and certain foundational philosophies about our lives and the way that we're functioning so that we can even take a foot out the door this morning. You know, we've got to have belief systems. And where do those belief systems come from? As Mel Gibson has seen, they come from our parents, they come from our peers, and they come from, unfortunately, our media. And so all of this stuff is bombarding us every day, and then somewhere in there is the real you, what you really think and what you really believe. But the reality is that whatever framework you want to put this thing in my opinion, we are all striving for the same thing. Most people want to do the best that they can, in my opinion. Do I believe there's evil in the world? Well, yeah, I do. But I do believe that the evil that's in the world is being put under the microscope, whereas the good in the world is being forgotten. And we're not able to see all the good things in the world because no one wants you to see that. Or whoever's in power, I mean, they realize that, you know, sex sells and violence sells. Because it feeding on some kind of thing that the human psyche has. I mean, I was talking about this last week. We all have a shadow, you know. There's probably not one of us out here right now who cannot say honestly that you have slowed down. Whoops. I'm sorry about that little phone call. There is not one of you out here listening right now, in my opinion, who can honestly say that you have not slowed down for a car accident. Or you haven't watched something on TV that was just gory, but you just had to keep looking. I mean, I think every one of us has done that at least once in our lives, and we can just be honest about that right now. And we don't need to beat ourselves up over it. The bottom line is we have a shadow, and for some reason, the popular culture media has figured out that if they feed the shadow, then that's apparently the way to sell things. But I don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, they've tried, and certainly BBS Radio is doing its part. They've tried to have things like the Wisdom TV channel, and when I worked for a motivational speaker, there was this big network where you could, you know, you subscribe to this big satellite service where you could just watch positive TV all the time. But these things always fizzle out. They cannot sustain themselves. And what is that all about? I think it's because there's still that shadow side. It's kind of like if you went on a diet and you said, I'm just going to eat vegetables this week and that's it. You could eat vegetables for a while. But then one day you're going to wake up and go, man, I am going to the store. I'm going to get a gallon of Dreyer's ice cream and I'm going to suck the whole thing down. I'm going to eat some cupcakes and I'm going to eat some potato chips and I'm going to go nuts. And then you just go nuts, you know? And I think there has to be some kind of balance. Yes, I mean, certainly there are things going on in the world and they're not exactly the most positive things that we would want to think about. Fine. But there's got to be something besides that. There's got to be positive things balanced with the other things. Yes, we need to know that global warming is happening because we need to understand that so that we can begin to become aware and turn on our thought processes that will allow us to work on a solution to that problem. So I'm not talking about the Pollyanna world where we just sit around and pretend like problems don't exist. I've worked for organizations that really didn't even want us to watch television. They didn't want us reading the newspaper and stuff. And I don't believe in that either. I mean, you've got to know what's going on in this world or else you'll be ignorant. You know, we have to kind of take a look at the headlines. There's just got to be a way to step away from it. When I used to look at the news and the headlines, I used to be just like everybody else. I'd be like, oh my God, this is so horrible. Oh my gosh, I'm just going to be worried. Now I got to go home now and just think about how horrible everything is. I mean, you know, I know what that's like. Believe me, I've been there, done that. But now when I look at the paper, it's like, I don't know how I kind of made this shift in my mind where I just kind of energetically back up from it a little bit and say, okay, I can look at this stuff. I can notice what's happening in the world, but I don't have to take it on. And I can still maintain a higher level of mental state. I need to know what's going on. Because if I didn't know what was going on in the world, then how could I have this conversation with you now? Right? I mean, you've got to know what's going on. But on the same side of the coin, or the other side of the coin, I don't know what side of the coin it's on, but you've also got to think about something more positive that, you know, today, somebody donated some money to someone that allowed them to pay their medical bills, and now they're going to live, and somebody else was cured of cancer, and some other new disease was eradicated from the planet, and I mean, I don't know, I mean, anything, but there's lots of good. It's not just all bad, and I think that the media, I mean, you know, for every 10 stories of doom, then they've got that one story about the fireman who pulled the kitten out of the tree, you know? And I just think that it's going to have to start with the media. The media is going to have to begin to become more responsible and more balanced. And it'd be really neat to hear more good news out of some of the areas of our world that are not normally associated with good news. You're listening to Beyond Reality. I'm your host, Dr. Shelley Kerr. You could call me and join in my conversation that I'm having with you at 1-877-876-5227 in the U.S. Or if you're outside of the U.S., you can call at 530-876-3222. And you can see me online at galactichealing.org and check out my events page because I'm going to be all over the country this year between now and November. And I hope to meet you. I love it when you guys come up to my booth when I'm out there, and I love getting a chance to meet everybody. So anyway, we've talked about that. I also wanted to talk about this new Oliver Stone movie, Ground Zero, which I have to say I haven't seen yet, so I guess I really shouldn't be editorializing about that. I was just talking to some friends about, you know, is that really appropriate for us to be having a movie about that right now? To me, it just brings it back up into the consciousness. So supposedly, like I said, I guess I sometimes criticize people if they haven't read a book and then they're spouting off about it. So I'm not going to say anything good or bad about it. I'm just asking the question. Because like I said, I haven't seen it. I've heard it's a really good movie. It's supposed to be uplifting. But to me, when you bring that back into the mass consciousness, we're just getting that right back where we started from. It's going to take us, I mean, hopefully, well, the truth is we could wake up tomorrow and we could be completely healed from this. Okay. But realistically, it's probably in the collective consciousness and what that day meant to so many people. It's going to take us a lot longer than that to probably get over this. And I just don't know that that was too good a timing. But again, it's going to be appealing probably to these, the doom and gloomers who just got to go take a look. You know, you got to look at the car accident or whatever. And I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. Does that help heal us? I mean, is it kind of like if you had a loved one die but you didn't get to go to the funeral home and you never got closure? Or is it better to go to the funeral home, take a look at them, and then let them go? I don't know. I mean, I guess it's different for everybody. I just, I feel that from what I've read about it, I mean, that the guy tried to do it with integrity. And so if it's helpful to you, then God bless, you know. I just hope that it just doesn't stir that up anymore. I mean, we need to be having visions in our minds and in our subconscious about a peaceful America where everyone's getting along. I mean, like I said, no. Do I like everybody equally? No. There's some people I love, some people I think are okay, and some people I really could do without. But I'm saying, can I just, the people I can do without, fine. Can I at least exist coexist with them peacefully? That's all I'm talking about. Live and let live. That's what I'm talking about here. And so I think that we need to start, or let's say continue, seeing and feeling ourselves in a country where we do embrace the diversities that are amongst us. We honor each person for the diverse views and the inputs that they bring. I mean, this is the greatest country in the world, folks. I have to tell you that. I mean, and it doesn't take a plane ticket and a passport for you to come to that realization. I mean, I've been doing a lot of overseas traveling lately, and certainly when you go overseas, you do get a kind of a bigger feeling about what a great place this is that we're living in. But regardless of that, whether you leave the country or not, I just want you to really know and really feel that we really are living in the greatest country on earth. And why are we great? It's because we open our borders to diverse populations and people with all kinds of different worldviews and ideas and cultures. And that's why in any city in the country, I think it's great that we can go and we can have different kinds of foods and different kinds of experiences and get to know how other people are living. I mean, let's just be peaceful, people. It doesn't matter what background you have, what color your skin is, what your education is, where you come from. We're just people, man, and we're just all trying to make it happen. Peace, love, and rock and roll. That's what I'm talking about here. It's very, very important. I think, that we come to some higher level of accepting each other and accepting and embracing the diversity. We talk about it. You see it on advertisements, on television, but come on, let's start living it. And unfortunately, one of our cultural icons, Mel Gibson, has not been living that, apparently. He's putting out really big messages, but he's backing them up with his internal program that he's running, probably picked it up from his family, that is not promoting the most peaceful attitudes possible about other people. I'm not right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm not right. I mean, there is no right or wrong. When are we going to get that? There, you know, I can't sit here and tell you. I've been doing research on the paranormal, on metaphysics, on parallel universes and physics for years. But I can honestly tell you that I don't know for sure that anything that I've researched is even valid. Because we don't know. We don't know the mind of God. We don't know the mind of our Creator. And we're not going to know until we check out of this place called planet Earth. And so why bother trying to impose my worldviews and my values on you? You have a mind. You know what you think. All I'm saying is it's a journey. It's a journey of discovery. It's a journey of trying to understand each other at a higher level. And certainly, you know, opinions and thoughts about different things and the way we should be living change over time, and that's great. So let's just all love each other right now. Let's not wait another split minute. Because we can save the planet, and we can do it right now. And so the challenge for you, dear listener, I want you to spend every day this week just thinking about how you can feel more peaceful. And I want you to imagine noticing how much more peaceful the world is today than it was yesterday. And every day, just that's our mantra, right? The world's just a little better today than it was yesterday. Thank God. Or thank Spirit, Source, Creator. I mean, like I said, I don't care what you call it. Man, I sure am grateful today that the world is a little bit more peaceful today. Wake up tomorrow, say the same thing. Man, I'm grateful that things are more peaceful today. I'm grateful that things are more peaceful today. And every single day, we're thankful and we're grateful. And then guess what? The inner world creates the outer world. We learn to take control of the matrix. And the peace that we want to have on planet Earth isn't just some mumbo-jumbo, but it's actually a real reality that we can see and feel and smell and taste and experience. And we can do it right now. Every single day, I want you to wake up and just be grateful. And every night before you go to sleep, be grateful. I started keeping a gratitude journal, and I think I've told you about this before, just a little journal. You don't have to, people always say, you need to keep a journal. Well, yeah, it's great to keep a journal, but you don't have to go nuts on the thing. All you got to do is open up a little book and every day say, I am grateful for, you know, like yesterday we had a really nice rain shower. I am grateful for the rain. I mean, it could be something that simple. And if today was a lousy day, just be grateful that you got a roof over your head or be grateful that you've got food to eat or something. I mean, it's all based on what you've got that day. But as long as you're continually expressing gratitude, you're going to start noticing more and more things to be grateful for. I'm so grateful, but your main prayer right now, I'm so grateful that the world is becoming more and more peaceful every day. Wow, this is great. Go live in La La Land for a while. But then you'll watch as La La Land becomes reality. It's not beyond reality, it's reality. You're listening to Beyond Reality. I'm your host, Dr. Shelley Kerr. Visit me online at galactichealing.org. You can send me email to drshelley@galactichealing.org. And you can get on my website for information about sessions and books and where I'm going to be in the next month. You've been listening to me on BBS Radio. And as always, I'm so grateful for everyone at BBS Radio for continuing to spread messages of hope and peace to the world, because God knows we need it. So God bless you, my friend. You have a wonderful week, and be the peace. Take care. Bye-bye.